Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Many tourists injured and several others reportedly killed in terrorist attack in Pahalgam area of Jammu and Kashmir. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi condemned the terror attack. Home Minister Amit Shah rushes to Srinagar to review the security situation. Prime Minister Modi co-chairs Strategic Partnership Council meeting with Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, in Jeddah. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance says the United States and India have finalized terms for trade talks. UPSC declares final results of Civil Services Exam 2024. Top five candidates include three women. Domestic stock markets continue upward trend for the sixth day. Gold prices reach 1 lakh rupees per 10 grams for the first time. And in IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals elect to field against host Lucknow Super Giants. In Jammu and Kashmir, many tourists were injured and several others reportedly killed today when unidentified terrorists attacked a group of tourists in Pahalgam area of South Kashmir's Anantnag district. The attack took place this afternoon in the Besran forest area of Pahalgam, around 85 kilometers from Srinagar headquarters. The attack left several tourists injured along with casualties. However, exact number of injured and dead tourists is yet to be confirmed. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah said the death toll is still being ascertained and will be officially conveyed as the situation becomes clearer. The injured have been admitted to the district medical facility. Security forces have launched cordon and search operation to track down the assailants. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have condemned the terrorist attack on tourists in Pahalgam of Jammu and Kashmir. Terming it as a shocking and painful, the president said, it is a dastardly and inhuman act which must be condemned unequivocally. The president said attacking innocent citizens is utterly appalling and unpardonable. She expressed condolences to the families who have lost their dear ones and prayed for the quick recovery of the injured. Prime Minister Modi said those behind this heinous act will be brought to justice and will not be spared. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the evil agenda will never succeed. He also expressed his condolences to those who have lost their loved ones and prayed for the injured to recover at the earliest. Mr. Modi added that all possible assistance has been provided to those affected. Earlier, Union Home Minister Amit Shah briefed Prime Minister about the Pahalgam terror attack incident and reached Srinagar to hold an urgent security review meeting with all the agencies. Mr. Shah also held a meeting with the concerned officials through video conferencing over the incident. Expressing his anguish on the terror attack on tourists, the Home Minister asserted that those involved in this dastardly act of terror will not be spared. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha also condemned the terror attack on tourists in Pahalgam. Meanwhile, an anti-terror operation has been launched to neutralize terrorists in the region. In a social media post, JNK LG Manoj Sinha said that army and JNK police teams have rushed to the area and launched search operations. JNK government has set up round-the-clock emergency help desk for tourists in Srinagar and Anantnag. The emergency control room at Srinagar is 0194-2457-543, 0194-2483-651, and ADC Srinagar's helpline is 7006058623. The District Administration Anantnag Control Room helpline is 0193-2222-337, 7780885759, 96979825272, and 6006365245. Leaders across party lines have strongly condemned the terror attack in Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. Union Minister and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that the brutal targeting of innocent civilians in this cowardly act is highly reprehensible. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said this dastardly attack on innocent civilians is an act of cowardice and highly reprehensible. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav also condemned the cowardly terrorist attack and expressed his condolences to the families of the victims. Bihar Chief Minister and senior JDU leader Nitish Kumar has condemned the terror incident and said that the whole country is united against terrorism. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said the entire nation is united in fighting the scourge of cross-border terrorism. in a social media post to add it that these dastardly targeted attacks are a blot on humanity. Leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi said the news of the death of tourists and injuries to many in the cowardly terrorist attack in Pahalgam is extremely condemnable and heartbreaking. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is co-chairing the second Strategic Partnership Council meeting with Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, in Jeddah. Prime Minister Modi reached Jeddah today on a two-day official visit to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. He was welcomed with a 21-gun salute at the airport. As a special gesture, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's aircraft was escorted by F-15 fighter jets of the Royal Saudi Air Force upon entering Saudi airspace. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that this visit will strengthen the friendship between India and Saudi Arabia. He expressed eagerness to take part in various programs today and tomorrow. Our West Asia correspondent has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi landed in Jeddah this afternoon, marking a landmark moment as the first Indian Prime Minister in over four decades to visit the commercial hub of Saudi Arabia. He was welcomed with a ceremonial 21-gun salute and a special escort by the Royal Saudi Air Force F-15 fighter jets, symbolizing the deepening strategic ties between the two nations. In Jeddah, the Indian diaspora greeted the Prime Minister with warmth and enthusiasm. The patriotic song Aye Watan resonated as Prime Minister Modi watched cultural performances by the Indian community. He later addressed the diaspora at the Ritz-Carlton Jeddah, expressing his appreciation for their contributions. Prime Minister Modi is currently co-chairing the second Strategic Partnership Council meeting with Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Jeddah.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance today announced that the United States and India have officially finalized the terms for trade talks. He was speaking at a business summit at the Rajasthan International Center in Jaipur. Talking about the tariff and trade negotiations, Mr. Vance said that both nations have much to offer each other.
Both of our governments are hard at work on a trade agreement built on shared priorities, like creating new jobs, building durable supply chains, and achieving prosperity for our workers. In our meeting yesterday, Prime Minister Modi and I made very good progress on all of those points. And we are especially excited to formally announce that America and India have officially finalized the terms of reference for the trade negotiation.
Reaffirming the U.S. commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific, Mr. Vance emphasized the importance of the U.S.-India partnership. He stated that India is America's closest and most trusted partner in the field of defense. He also noted the significant potential for collaboration between India and the U.S. in the energy sector. Mentioning that this is his first visit to India, the birthplace of his wife's parents, Mr. Vance said he is captivated by the beauty of India's ancient architecture and the richness of its history and traditions. Early in the day, Mr. Vance visited Jaipur's Amer Fort with his family. Union Public Service Commission, UPSC, has announced the final results of its Civil Services Exam 2024. The UPSC has recommended a total number of 1,009 candidates for appointment, with 725 men and 284 women. The top 25 candidates comprise 11 women and 14 men, with the top 5 candidates comprising 3 women and 2 men. Shakti Dubey has secured the first position in the Civil Services Examination 2024. Margi Chirag Shah, who got the 4th rank in this prestigious examination, said she used to dedicate around 10 hours on a daily basis while preparing. Talking to Akashvani News, she said she would like to work in the fields of women empowerment and education after joining the service.
एजुकेशन को इम्प्रूव करना और वुमेन एम्पावरमेंट जो सिर्फ फाइनेंशियल ना हो पर सोशल भी हो और सोशली फाइनेंशियली हेल्थ वाइज सारी तरह से वुमेन एम्पावरमेंट हो ये मेरा उद्देश्य रहेगा जब भी मुझे जैसी भी ड्यूटी मिलेगी फुलफिल करने के लिए.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Monday met several IT industry leaders at San Francisco in the United States and invited them to explore opportunities for technical collaboration and investment. In one-on-one meetings with top CEOs, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman discussed opportunities in the fields of artificial intelligence, cloud and digital infrastructure. The funeral of Pope Francis will be held on Saturday. The Vatican, in a statement, said the funeral ceremony will take place at the Basilica Saint Mary Major in Rome. A slew of world leaders and foreign dignitaries are set to attend the funeral. Francis is currently laid out in a coffin in the chapel of the Santa Marta residence where he lived during his 12-year papacy. The Pope's casket will be moved into St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican City tomorrow for public viewing. Pope Francis passed away yesterday at the age of 88 at his residence in the Vatican City in Rome after suffering a stroke. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with modest gains, continuing the upward movement for the sixth straight session. The broader market indices of the BSE outperformed the frontline indices. Both the mid-cap index and the small-cap index gained over 0.8% each. We have a report.
The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rose 187 points to close at 79,596. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 added 42 points to settle at 24,167. In the forex market, the rupee today depreciated by 6 paise to close at 85 rupees and 19 paise against the US dollar. In the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading at 98,290 rupees per 10 grams, while silver 999 fine was trading at 95,950 rupees per kilogram when reports last came in. Brent crude was trading at $67.21 per barrel. Lalema Aneja Dang for Akashwani News.
Gold prices reached a historic milestone today as the rate of 24-carat gold touched 1 lakh rupees per 10 grams for the first time ever, ahead of Akshaya Tritiya. This surge in gold prices is fueled by heightened demand for the safe haven asset amid rising geopolitical tensions and ongoing global economic uncertainties. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has projected India's GDP growth to remain above 6% despite all the odds amid rising global trade tensions. The IMF released the April 2025 World Economic Outlook, WEO report in Washington today. The Outlook report pegs the Indian economy to grow at 6.2% in fiscal year 2025-26 and 6.3% in 2026-27. Nectar, an autonomous body under the Department of Science and Technology, has unveiled an innovative aerostatic drone for enhanced surveillance and disaster management. The Ministry of Science and Technology in a statement today said that it is the first of its kind in the country. We have a report.
Aerostatic drones are aerial platforms that derive their lift from both buoyancy and aerodynamics. This technology provides a silent aerial platform that can persistently stay afloat for surveillance with an endurance of over 4 hours. These drones can serve as temporary communication relays in remote areas or during emergencies. They can also be integrated into systems designed to detect unauthorized drone activity, enhancing security measures at sensitive locations such as airports and military bases. These drones can be utilized to monitor traffic conditions in urban areas, providing valuable data for traffic management systems. With Pallavi Parmar, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Union Government has issued heat wave advisory to states and union territories to take urgent steps to safeguard workers and labourers from extreme heat wave conditions. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Labour and Employment Minister Mansukh Mandaviya said that the ministry has written a letter to all chief secretaries and administrators of states and UTs in this regard. He said states and UTs have been advised to issue directions to employers, industries and construction companies. In IPL T20 cricket, host Lucknow Super Giants have set a target of 160 runs against Delhi Capitals at the Ikana Stadium. Earlier put into bat, Lucknow Super Giants posted 159 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Many tourists injured and several others reportedly killed in terrorist attack in Pahalgam area of Jammu and Kashmir. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi condemned the terror attack. Home Minister Amit Shah rushes to Srinagar to review the security situation. Prime Minister Modi co-chairs Strategic Partnership Council meeting with Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia Mohammed bin Salman in Jeddah. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance says the United States and India have finalized terms for trade talks. UPSC declares final results of Civil Services Exam 2024. Top 5 candidates include 3 women. Domestic stock markets continue upward trend for the 6th day. Gold prices reach 1 lakh rupees per 10 grams for the first time. And in IPL T20 cricket, host Lucknow Super Giants set a target of 160 runs against Delhi Capitals. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.